she got here at 2 p.m. at home.
Yeah.
In a car.
Okay, she listens to it at the club, on the car ride there, at the restaurant.
At that club, I was like,
oh, I was like, what club is he going to?
I'd like to know what club that is.
You're strongly considering about moving back.
Yeah, I'm like, I should visit Florida. Apparently, that's a Korean club.
But honestly, wait, that would make a lot of money if I could just Korean club.
If you could find the agents, maybe it would make money.
Yeah, and then you have to do the Club 54 thing.
Mm-hmm. Have a long line outside as though people are inside.
Nobody.
You go in and there's like one dude dancing. You don't even know how he got in the club.
And he's all cracked out.
Then he passes out in a heap of his own saliva.
Yeah. This is the Ass Backwards Anime Podcast.
Yeah.
I would so DJ at that club. I have no idea how to DJ.
All we hear is 2 p.m. What was it?
I would buy me 2 turntables and a mic.
And just leave them there.
just plug them in and walk away. All you need is a laptop and some speakers.
Yeah, that's about it. You put it like an iPod dock. There you go. Just set it to random.
And some mixed sounds, that's it.
Yeah, you know, like the reggaeton horn?
Oh god, I hate that horn. The thing I hate more than that is the siren.
Oh.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Alright.
You can't be in a car without hearing that 20 times.
Okay, so I'm going to edit that way we have some Pitbull in the background. He's the king of Miami.
Some podcast.
Yep. Is this some podcast? I don't know.
It's all right.
Introductions. Hi everyone. I'm Doctor. How you doing?
I'm Peterson.
I'm Foxy.
And last but not least,
I'll add more silence there.
Yeah. I am Mexican.
Fantastic. And this is our. We decided to just do this little add on to our what's this, like a summer review preview thing?
Preview fall.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Our fall preview that we had with Richie McBriefy. You probably heard him on our video game episode. So yeah, we're gonna cut to that a little later. But first off, it's been a while since Hellsing has ended, as far as the manga run. The OVAs are slowly still coming. And we looked back and realized, yeah, our Hellsing episode was really good. And we thought we might as well just finish it off, because we basically said everything we could up until the last chapter, which was released the day after I released that episode.
Yeah.
Perfect. That time is awesome.
Yeah, no. So, I guess, where do we start?
In the beginning.
That's a good place, but let's start in the middle.
All right, so somewhere when shit was going down and Nazis were killing people.
Okay, so 30 years after all that stuff happened,
it was
at night in the Hellsing household. This chick was asleep. Alucard's room was all boarded up. I see the bird of Hermes is my name. Eating my wings to make me tame on a box, I guess.
I think it's on the roof.
Yeah, I can't figure out where that is.
Oh, wait, I think it is on the box.
Because it's supposed to be on his coffin, but his coffin's not there. And it looks like a 5-year-old wrote it.
That might be Sarah's.
So, 52-year-old Integra is asleep, and her neck is exposed. Somehow it's whiter than it actually is in that one panel. I don't know what's going on there.
That's an Alucard vision.
That makes sense. Then, huge mouthful of canine teeth, and all of a sudden, bullets. Then, gratuitous panty shot.
Because it's Hellsing.
And he can't go a chapter without a gratuitous panty shot, though I'm sure he did.
Of course.
Yeah.
Ceres turns on the lights. There's Alucard on the floor with his face bleeding. And why was she sleeping in pa- why is she sleeping fully dressed?
I don't know.
British.
She doesn't want to get raped.
By who? Who is going to be bold enough to break in and rape her, honestly?
Alucard was. He was dangerously close to it.
Yeah, but he knew it wasn't going to work.
He had to try.
I was like, for old time's sake. Haven't seen her for a good while. Might as well rape her.
Yeah.
Alucard explains how he killed off all the souls that he absorbed over his hundreds of years of life.
3,424,867.
But no one's keeping count.
Except
and the only one he didn't kill, he doesn't call by name, but it's obviously Schrodinger, because he says he's here and he's everywhere and nowhere, and that's why he's here.
Nowhere.
And Integra says he's too late, because, you know, it has kind of been 30 years and you couldn't accomplish all that crap faster. She offers him some blood. His eyes go all crazy wide. He's like, hell yeah, I am the hungry.
I wanted to re-edit the page to make it say, I am the hungry.
Integra says she's already a grandma. And he says that's fine with me, because apparently he digs old chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that means she actually had sex and gave birth, and she's a grandma.
I think that's probably...
That's not what it means, because she said when she dies, Helsing is over. So
Helsing is still there.
She still means that she's old.
Ah.
Yeah, it's context and stuff. Yeah.
So she bites her fingers, because I guess she didn't have a knife. And I don't know how hard you have to bite your finger to draw blood like that.
I have no idea. I've always wondered. I've been watching Naruto for so long, and I was like, how the hell did they bite their fingers like that and just use their blood to summon frogs?
You gotta remember, Asians are 60%.
She's British!
Yeah! She is British.
Depicted by an Asian man. Go ahead. Oh,
it makes perfect sense. She's British, so she has screwed up teeth.
Ah!
Sorry, anyway. Listeners.
Right.
Sorry to those of you who may be British. She holds out her hand that's dripping with blood, and she says, welcome home, Count. And he says, I am home, Countess. And then the blood drips, assumingly towards his gigantic tongue, and it says Helsing end. That's half of the chapter.
The first half was just some shit.
The first half was setting up the sequel.
Oh yeah,
time has passed, Hankel's still alive.
With half of its face.
Alucard will be back, like the Terminator.
Yes. I want to see the Hankel-Ceres fight.
That would be awesome.
Oh, it's so fucking rock.
What I would like to know is when she burst into the room with her two long-range weapon in a closed environment, what the fuck was she planning on doing?
Blowing up the room?
Yeah, basically. I mean, whatever it is to sneak into Helsing, it probably might be big enough that you might need a giant rocket launcher.
That's like doing
Helsing's always been about overkill, in case you haven't noticed.
You're lucky she hasn't, she didn't throw out her, demon arm at her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she has it right there. I didn't even notice until you just mentioned it right now.
Why is it still black? I mean, you'd think she'd be able to regenerate her arm so it looks like an arm.
She has the curse still on her.
She's just slow.
Yeah. 30 years.
Yeah, Alucard wasn't around to teach her how to do it. I'm surprised she could actually form an arm with it. Instead of it just being the darkness.
Ah, yes. So what do you think about the last chapter?
Let's start with Mexican.
What was it?
I said let's start with Mexican.
All right.
Okay, I have to say, what I wanted it like this? No. But did I expect it somewhat like this? Yes.
How would you want it?
Honestly, him popping out of nowhere... Blood, violence, of course a panty shot, and then within all that blood, Integra's still pissed. Why did you take so long to get here?
So basically you got 90% of what you wanted.
Well, depending on how much blood you wanted, it seems like you got like 40%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was like in like plenty of scenes where it was just page after page of blood.
Well, you can't have that with every chapter, and this is the finale.
Yeah.
Yeah, this can't be like Seinfeld with an intense season finale. Series finale, excuse me.
Okay, that shit was hardcore.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So how did I feel about this chapter? Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was anticlimactic to me.
How did you feel about Helsing? You weren't there that episode.
Oh, how do I feel? Helsing is an excellent manga. The first volume was iffy, but then everything else was just gory, gory, messy, violence, fun.
Exactly the way you like it, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess my opinion overall, I like the final chapter. A lot more comedy than I expected. But I figured I was like, they might as well wrap it up, and you know, get to see that they found a way to get Alucard back. Even though it was kind of silly.
Yeah, but isn't he more overpowered now
than ever before? I think so.
He's super overpowered now.
He's immortal? Teleporter?
Well, and wasn't he always immortal, though?
He doesn't need a teleport because he's everywhere.
Well, listen.
He's like God, basically. Alucard is now God tier.
He is God tier.
Now?
No, like, he has to have his own tier.
Before, he was like Jesus tier. It's kind of like God, but, you know, he did get put to death.
So, can he defeat a Super Saiyan level 4 Goku?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine Goku shooting the Kamehameha and he's just, like, following the wave all the way through every millisecond. Like, okay, okay, okay. This is still not going to hit me.
I imagine Goku doing a Kamehameha and then Alucard go in, bring out your familiar.
That entire scene. He's getting blasted by the Kamehameha. He's like, come on, bring it up. Seriously, come on.
Come on, you know you can do it. And then Alucard cripples him and is like, heal yourself. Hurry, hurry.
And Goku's like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, while you're saying that, I just killed Chi-Chi.
And then ape.
And he's like, this is what I'm talking about. And then he kills him because he's God tier.
Hell yeah.
Okay, Dragon Ball Z Company. Get on that.
Yeah, they're too busy on Kai.
Okay, well, what I thought about the chapter. I knew it wasn't going to be what I wanted. Because what I wanted was kind of impossible and insane and out there.
Though funny.
Yeah, it was okay. Though I would have liked it better had he actually been successful with biting her.
Ah.
I think if he bit her and the chapter ended there, that would actually be kind of cool.
Shipping.
Shut up. Shut up.
That is a hard ship. But it will never happen.
No. I know, because she's making things all difficult by being like, I want to be a virgin forever, and like, I don't want to be a vampire. And I'm like, why would you not want to be a vampire?
I can understand her about being a virgin forever. She's British. Once again, I apologize, listeners, if you're from the European descent.
Why would you not want to be Queen of the Night?
You got Alucard, God tier.
It worked well for Aaliyah.
Oh, tragedy.
Hilarious tragedy.
Hilarious.
Now I need to look at when she died.
She died the 25th of August.
Yeah, all black people. I knew it was close to my birthday, and it was a Sunday or a Saturday night. As I woke up, and I thought I was imagining it. I'm like, why the hell would Aaliyah be dead?
Why would she do that?
Then I get up and I'm listening to the news and it's like Aaliyah died when her plane crash landed in the Bahamas, and I was like, damn. Why couldn't it crash land anywhere else?
That only happened to me when I was listening to news where one of the Kennedy guys died. I was like, why do I care about this guy? And I wake up, news. I was like, oh.
I was about to ask you, why were you listening to news in the 60s?
Oh, wow. How'd you do that?
I'm Alucard.
Okay.
Would you guys want a sequel?
To Helsing?
A spinoff?
Well, they did set it up so a sequel can occur.
Yeah, kind of like they did with the TV, but I would not mind a sequel because his character is still around. You can assume vampires still exist because Alucard's still there and Ceres was fighting something. Mm-hmm. Those 30 years. The wolf people? This is in Twilight.
The Lycan.
So it'd be like Underworld?
Hell yeah. They got nothing better to do.
On the one hand, Integra's still there, although I guess you'd be more like Walter than Integra, because she can't be all in the middle of shit as it's going down.
Unless she's a vampire.
She should become a vampire, honestly.
But she's still able to do what she needs to do. She was fencing in the beginning of the chapter showing that she's
fencing's
able.
Fencing's not real sword fighting.
Yes, it is. The gentlemen do it.
Who cares about gentlemen? It's like you touch someone's vital area and you win. It's once like again, kendo, but less cool.
Once again, to the English people, we apologize for this.
We're going to be doing that a lot.
Yeah.
Those tea drinking...
Okay, no. So, yeah. It would be the English versus what? The Vatican again?
Yeah. Because that dude was in her house spying out the layout, I guess, to see how well it would stand up against attack. And as we've seen, it wouldn't stand up very well.
Yes, it wouldn't at all.
But they rebuild.
Valentine twins.
Why would you bother? Valentine twins plus Sorin. They kind of destroyed everyone alive in that place. Mm-hmm. Except Integra, because she wasn't there.
And Ceres.
And Walter.
Ceres wasn't alive, though. She's a vampire.
True. Walter wasn't.
Walter wasn't there either. He'd already gone missing by that time.
Yeah, he's actually on his motorcycle. You can hear him right now.
Yeah, he was just jetting away.
all the way to death.
Oh. So, possible sequel. It could work.
I want to just see, like, because they didn't know Alucard was there. So, I just want to see their face when Alucard's like, hey, hi. What's going on here? Everybody's like, oh, shit.
Did you know that would be awesome, because Iscariot clearly thinks that they could take Helsing.
Yeah.
But they don't know that God is back. So.
I don't even think he'll move from his chair. He'll just, like, teleport with the chair. Like, hi, guys. I'm just drinking my wine.
Oh, with his fucking throne. That was an awesome chair.
Yeah, that's an awesome chair.
Yeah, it's just me and Bruce Willis here.
Did he ever explain why he has, like, a fascination with Bruce Willis?
No.
Bruce Willis is epic.
Yeah, he is epic.
Well, he was epic.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. That movie's coming out soon. So
Surrogates. It was like, ooh, wow, they're using the Superman technology of a vehicle hitting you and still being alive.
He's also going to be in a Kevin Smith movie called A Couple of Dicks.
Yes.
I cannot get tired of saying that.
where he plays a dick.
So, the last page of this chapter reminds me a lot of episode 13 of the Helsing TV series. I don't know why. Maybe because there's blood. Where Integra was in jail because the incognito thing happened and they needed someone to blame. And Alucard comes to visit because he can do that.
Yeah.
Does he offer her his blood or does he offer the sucker blood? I don't remember which one.
I think he offered her to turn her.
Yeah. I know he offered her to turn her, but there was some blood involved.
Blood has to be exchanged somehow.
40.
I could just take a look and we could hold on.
And you could read a book.
Oh, God damn it. Why did you say that?
We need to make that the theme, honestly. That would confuse people.
I can't. The context of damn it.
Take a look. It's in a book. There you go.
Reading Rainbow, Reading Rainbow.
Why did it have to end
Dude, I am so tempted to buy that on DVD, but then I'm like, when would I watch that?
So you could get introduced to certain books, like that book.
Certain books for different books for children. Yeah, I could do that.
You won't be a pedophile just being in the kid section of a bookstore. What you reading there, Timmy?
Yes, he did offer his blood. As I'm looking at it. There was a wine glass on the table. All of a sudden, it was in his hand.
Because he can do that.
So would I be on 40 for claiming that this would be on 40?
No.
Okay. He crushes the wine glass in his hand, and then wine and blood starts dripping from his fingers. It drips, hits the floor, and that's it.
And then Mr. Big.
Okay.
Wasn't that the name of the guy who does the ending song?
Oh, I don't know.
I 40.
I was like, Hyori? What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like...
Oh, fuck. Now my head hurts.
Good. You deserve it. Alright, so in the TV series, it was the other way around. Alucard was offering Integra some blood. Although I don't know why, when they animate it, now I'm thinking of the scene when she was a kid, when her blood spilled on the floor and he woke up and he was licking it from the floor.
Uh-huh.
They should do that again.
Except her on the floor licking the blood?
No!
That's some hot.
That's some hot. That is all kinds of hot.
I meant with her blood, how she just has her hand there dripping.
Oh.
And it shows his tongue, but it doesn't show the blood going towards his tongue, just shows it dripping towards the floor. It seems very similar to when she was 13. Again.
That would have been a nice way to end the show, actually.
I think when Madhouse animates it, they should do it like that. But of course, they don't listen to me, so that's not going to happen. They haven't bought Berserk yet.
Isn't someone's remaking it now.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Who mentioned it? Me?
Not on the show.
Michael. Yeah. Oh, wait. You showed a web pic.
Yeah, but that was like on a random forum that was like, I think Studio 4C is possibly reanimating it.
Oh, yeah, because you did ask me about that.
Yeah.
I can take that.
40?
I got nothing against Studio 4 Degrees C doing it.
Yeah.
They did that my favorite part of Batman. Batman.
Batman.
Batman. Batman. Okay.
Okay, so let's turn it, since I mentioned Madhouse. Since we taped the first Helsing episode, episode 5 and 6 of Helsing Ultimate came out. So what do we think?
I love it.
It's sex.
So for people who haven't watched 5 and 6, what chapters are they about, or what's going on in those
volumes, actually?
Yeah, it's volume 5 and 6.
Okay, so each OVA composed of one volume?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
With the exception of, like, hallucinations and stuff like that, they usually jump around.
Okay, so in 5, this is right after Alucard killed Rip Van Winkle, so he's out on the ocean. Millennium comes in their zeppelins, and they start attacking London.
So nicely.
A bunch of vampires jump down, they start killing people. After the people die, they resurrect.
The ghouls.
Integra was walking around London for some reason. In right. a car, I think. Walter's like, I'm gonna get out here and defend you. You get yourself back to headquarters. Oh, I know why. Because she was in the room with all of the board members. And Penwood sacrificed himself.
Right.
So the rest of them could get away. Because they referenced that in the last chapter. She's leaving. After Alucard is fighting the captain, he gets captured. She gets cornered by a bunch of vampires. And then some priests... Alexander Anderson, Hanko, and Yumi save her, and they decide they're going to Well, they were supposed to capture her, and she's like, screw you guys, I'm going back to my headquarters. You can follow me or not. And that's pretty much episode 5. 6, on the other hand, is full of eye-gasms and lots of needless CG. But I wanted to complain about the amount of CG, but you know what? It was so beautiful, I couldn't.
Really? I think, like, yeah. I want to reference that 5 where I think they actually animated my favorite scene of a vampire eating a baby. Because when I saw that on the page, I was like, that's a vampire eating a baby. And that's hilarious in so many wrong ways. But that was cool.
Yeah, in episode 6, the special forces of, I don't remember the name, maybe Mexican remembers the name? What were they called? The guys that played KKK.
Oh, the SSers? Wait,
SS is the Nazis.
Yeah.
The Zorn Blitz?
No, the Catholic guys.
Those forces, fuck, I gotta...
You can look it up while I continue to talk. So, Maxwell is somewhere looking over at London, across the water. And there's several thousand guys in front of him, all dressed in white. There were 4 different forces, I think, and they all wear funny masks. They tell him that he's now the Archbishop. And what are his orders? And he decides, we're going to go to London and fuck some shit up. Because we don't care about that city. It's full of Protestant whores. They can all die. Integra is trying to walk home. And Zoran Blitz attacks Helsing. And it is awesome. Like, they're all coming towards it on their Zeppelins. And they're like, yeah, we're going to fuck some shit up. And then explode. And it, like, it dramatic cuts all the way back to Saris, and she's holding, was it 2 enormous guns, or just 1?
No, it was the 2 enormous, I wouldn't say chain guns, but it was, like, those style of guns.
And she's, like, blowing stuff up with that gun from, like, I'll say 15 miles away, something like that.
She looked like she's I forgot the actual name of the Gundam, but if anyone watches Gundam 0083, you understand what I'm talking about. Unit 3.
The Zeppelins crash because they had no choice. And
against that, no.
They decide they're going to march across a bunch of terrain to get to the mansion. And after they crash, it's now Geese's turn to show off how awesome they are. And they have laid traps all across the length of the field in front of Helsing, I guess. And there's tripwire, there's mines, like dudes be running and then their legs explode. And these guys are running at least like 50 miles an hour when their legs blow up. So they're really, really surprised. And Geese are all, yeah, we're doing stuff. We're beating these guys. Then Zoran's like, I've had enough of this. Then she grows to, like, 700 feet, and they're like, what the hell is going on? And they're all illusionating that she's killing them, which she's not. Saris realizes, being a vampire, that she's not supposed to be looking at stuff with human eyes. She's supposed to use her third eye, whatever. She does that. And then she just sees guys screaming, clutching at their limbs like they blew off, but they're still there. She's like, wake up, stop this crap. She shoots Zorn, I think.
She, like, scrapes her.
Yeah. The illusion shatters. Everyone's like, oh, we're still alive. But we're gonna die. Then the Geese decide, alright, it's time to do some stuff. And the episode pretty much ends. Yeah. Which makes you like, no, it's only July.
And you still have how many more months?
A lot.
Yeah. At least 8.
How long did it take for this?
It took 8 months. And it was supposed to be 6. And before that, it took 9 months between episode 4 and 5.
You have a timeline up or something? Or
yeah, I'm looking at the list of episodes. At first, it was like, the first episode came out in February, second episode in August. I was like, cool, 6 months. I can wait 6 months. Then the next episode after that came out in April. So it was like 8 months. Then 10 months. And I was like 9 months. And then 8. I'm like, dude, schedule, please, keep it. You told us there'd be 6 months between episodes.
Maybe they're following our example.
Yeah, we'll produce. Hey, we have a somewhat reasonable timeline.
I'm watching the credits for episode 6, and I'm noticing like there are scenes where they actually animated like English. So I'm like, I think it's Walter's like, I say, is training complete for today? And you see Alucard with his evilness. Like, Sarah's like, it's sexual, this is sexual harassment. They started rolling some filthy song whilst running.
Oh, yeah, that end song, that end thing was hilarious.
I think it's Eskimo pussy is mighty cold pussy. Yeah,
so, what?
It's scratched out, but you can see
that's
it.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
I need to watch that again.
Mighty good.
It is mighty good.
For you.
Hell's thing.
She was like, this is some sexual harassment. And then I watched it and I was like, that's hilarious. You have no sense of humor, lady.
And they have like one of the, like, I think it's like one of the Helsing guys and the Nazis like are hanging them and they're trying to eat them. But they're all like trying to, it's like mine.
Silly.
And then it just goes through scenes of like the different geese. Just like, photographs or something.
I mean, like, considering they're all gonna die.
Next might episode.
As well have it.
Spoilers.
It's kind of sad. I don't know, one guy has a donut. The other dude has a helmet on. As they're singing the Eskimo Pussy song.
Well, they actually go. There is like. They have the credit sequence, but there's like a little. A little bit of Saris, like, noticing all the damage that's happening. And, like, a bunch of geese are, like, torn to pieces.
That's what's about to happen. And then we get to see the scene that we screwed up on. Where, she watches her mother die. And we couldn't figure out if she'd gotten shot or not.
Oh, all right.
Then there's some necrophilia. So you got that to look forward to in episode 7.
Yep.
Fantastic. I'm guessing they're going to like use that as their opening.
The necrophilia?
No, like the opening sequence that spills into the blood that spills into the title. Or is that too... Uh-huh. Wait, that's late in the volume, right?
Yeah. Zorin has to actually get into the mansion first.
Right.
If she gets in, they're fighting and she's like, fuck this shit. The illusion tattoo goes off, she puts her hands down on the ground, and then it fills the wall.
They have a short battle, then Schroeder pops in, says, oh yeah, we're gonna leave you right now, get killed, see ya.
And then Pip dies, and it's very, very tragic.
Then bad guy.
Then bad guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like hard pink eye.
And there's blood everywhere, and she almost gets to Jesus too. What's below Jesus tier, honestly?
Judas?
Goku tier.
Yeah, okay. She's at Goku tier.
Oh, is it grasping? Trying to grasp win at the verge of fail, or something like that?
Yeah. Trying to grasp win from the jaws of fail.
Forgot the actual. There is a term you said that I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, trying to grab defeat from the jaws of victory. I think that's what I said.
All right. So, overall, you think you're expecting some good stuff next chapter, next volumes? How long do you think we have to wait for this one?
I think, judging by the current trend, a full year.
A full year?
A full year.
What is Madhouse doing?
Some stuff.
Give Madhouse a break. They do stuff.
That's a good question. I think it leads very nicely into our next episode.
It might. It might. But you have to stay tuned for later, audience. but for now, I think we might as well cut to our fall preview.
Yep. So, before it loses all relevance.
Yeah, might as well. I think maybe if we re-record it, that'd be cool. But until then, goodbye, everyone. You'll see us that time.
Good night.
If we sound upset that episode, I'm sorry. we recorded something earlier that really did not work, and we pretty much had to work off of that.
Yeah.
So yeah. See you later, people.
Do you like anime? Do you like manga? Then you need to listen to the Animation Podcast, the best anime podcast around. I give news and reviews of the latest and greatest anime and manga. Just go online to Google and type in Animation Podcast. That's A-N-I-M-E-S-H-O-N. Animation, the latest, the greatest, the best in anime. Again, that's A-N-I-M-E-S-H-O-N.
With the world against him, Captain Monkey D. Luffy has infiltrated Marine Headquarters along with new allies and enemies. With the powers of the world about to clash, Luffy now finds himself in the middle of it. As the events of the world lead to war, we cover it all. Join the One Piece Podcast at onepiecepodcast.com and on iTunes. Contact us or follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, AIM, and Skype. We'll bring you into the new era. We are Mudgy.
Now we're 40. Probably only an hour of that audio was worth anything.
What the fuck is this? Kuju Buranko? Someone please explain what I'm looking at.
I'm zoomed way too in to be able to tell you what you're talking about.
The first link.
Chart
the notcliche.com. Yeah. There's this picture of this green mouse.
I'm hoping that's a children's anime, because if it isn't.
It reminds me of Dead Leaves, the movie.
Uh-huh.
That same art style, that same like weird off the wall.
It looks like it would be the most awesome furry porn ever.
It is a furry spreading his coat to show you a lowly inside some clown pants.
So it could be clown porn too, which is the other spectrum of
clown porn. No, do not want.
The Japanese are always innovating.
All right, we're back. Now that everyone's gone, we can actually do our show properly. Whatever that means.
We could do bad all by ourselves.
Yeah, we can do bad all by ourselves.
What does that come from? Oh, God. Why would you reference Tyler Perry? And even worse than you referencing Tyler Perry, why do I know that you're referencing Tyler Perry?
Coming soon to a theater near you.
Don't deny your black girl heritage. You're black, and you're a female.
I've never watched any of his movies.
But it's already in your mind.
Tyler Perry owns a part of your soul.
It's actually it's on the birth certificate.
Tyler Perry presents Foxy.
you stopped there for a second. Okay. So we're going to be talking about the fall preview of 2009. Some good stuff, sort of. It's coming on along the way. All right, so
Yeah, it's making up for the summer.
More or less.
Which is sad.
Summer sucked, kind of, so far. Still, yeah, maybe.
What shows are anybody watching in the summertime?
Current summer?
Yeah.
Don't ask me.
None.
Let's see.
Which is basically everything.
Yeah, unfortunately, because I'm an asshole like that.
He's watching everything. I'm watching nothing.
And I'm the equalizer. I watch
two or three things.
Yeah.
Basketball.
But she's probably also watching nothing. Basquash wasn't from summer, though. Basquash.
I know. Like, I know it's still airing, though.
Spring. Yeah.
What? Kenan? That's okay. Bakemonogatari? That's
K-On, you mean?
Kenan.
Oh, Kenan. Kenan. Yeah, I'm sorry.
K-On was like two seasons ago? One last season?
No, when you said Kenan, I was thinking of Canon. And
I know. They're both pronounced the same way. I don't know. I'm still kind of watching Full Metal Alchemist.
I'm watching it. Roy Mustang is fucking the hotness.
Yeah, I'm watching Full Metal as well. Couldn't stay away.
Mm.
That's because it ends better, hopefully.
Hopefully.
They're taking it a little too fast, but yeah.
Yeah.
I can't resist Armstrong. Remember, I just can't.
Remember when they read Dead Helsing, the first episode went by really, really quickly. And it's probably just them wanting to get through the part that everybody's seen and get to the new stuff as soon as possible.
Yeah, that's understandable, but they're still going real fast.
Really? I didn't notice.
Is the manga finished? No, right?
Nope.
So what are they doing?
We don't know when the manga's going to finish. It's like next chapter is either 99 or 100, and everybody's assuming that it's going to finish on 100. So maybe in a year it'll be finished.
And so will the anime?
Yeah, the anime looks like it's going to be finished in like a year. It's going to be like a 52-episode anime.
Woo. All right, then. Aside from that, Haruhi, right now.
Wasn't that only like 8 episodes?
It's still running. Yeah, the 8 episodes are actually all one episode.
I read an article that the actress who did the main character was like very sorry for doing that to her fans.
Hirano Aya. She should be sorry.
Yeah. I think, like,
they're gonna kill her.
No, they're not. They're gonna kill her, maybe have sex with her dead body. But that's about it.
Oh, they are nerds.
Yeah. Oh, they might be too nervous to do it.
That's why she's to be dead first.
Right. All right. What was I gonna say? Yeah, all right. So now, new season's coming up. And just based on pictures alone and small synopsis, Let's just judge them in face value. All right, first show is Trapeze, done by Toei.
They haven't done anything in a while.
I don't know what the hell they've done. Let's see. Modern Japan, people visit doctors of neurology rather than therapists, and eccentric neurologists with a injection fetish.
An Oedipus complex and a green Porsche.
That's two things that I've never thought would be in the same sentence. All right.
Wow.
From the people who brought you Mononoke. Which one was that one?
So that explains that. It's the one with the weird art style.
With the
watercolor background.
Yeah, with the he was like a drug dealer or something, or peddler.
Something of that nature, and he helped people.
Right. Or he conveniently...
He would get rid of demons by making things worse.
Yes. So it's going to be all trippy and shit, I guess.
Yeah.
It already looks trippy by the poster.
It's like a guy in a bear head and there's a little girl inside of it. Yeah, this will be trippy. All right. Next show, Armed Librarian's Book of Bantora, or actual whatever title. In a world where quote-unquote books are the crystallized forms of the dead, some chick has his memory erased, or dude.
Some chick has his memories.
Yeah, some guy has his memories erased, a bomb implanted in his chest, and is ordered to kill the most powerful armed librarian. However, he falls in love and is caught up in the ongoing battle of the library.
The person he falls in love with better be the chick with the giant tits. Otherwise...
There's two people with giant tits there.
Otherwise, you have a bomb in your chest. I think you could afford to kill a bitch. Just saying.
Black chick. What about the black chick? Is that black chick?
No, it's a tan Japanese chick. When are you going to learn?
That's a black chick. I mean, she has blue eyes. Oh, wait.
Yeah, and she has straight hair, too.
She's confusing me. Is she a trap?
She might be. Her tits aren't big enough.
That's how we tell. All right, now next is a sequel to Dark and the Black. Next. This is...
A certain sign... Oh, are we going to read Dark and the Black?
I thought we were skipping
that's what I thought.
Sequels.
Sequel.
Yeah. That's...
A certain scientific railgun is the next one. In Academy City, 80% of its 230,000 citizens are students of the brain development program meant to develop psychic powers. Based on some Japanese thing. The side story... That sounds like a show that was already out.
Toaru Majitsu no Index. Yeah, that was a show that came out a while back ago.
The side story follows a level 5 psychic of judgment that preserves law and order in the city. Was that one of those shows where a guy meets a girl, some hijinks happen, and they have to live together?
Yes!
Oh,
it was that okay. It was that entire season.
Is the main character Judge Dredd?
No.
No, unfortunately. It would have been a much better show if it was.
That'd be really hilarious. Okay, next show.
I am the law. Go ahead.
I am the law. Hello, man. I feel woozy.
Lag Seeing, that's a dumb name, is a young boy born in the day of Flicker when the man-made sun inexplicably vanished. His ambition is to be a letter B, couriers that deliver mail through amber ground and follow in the footsteps of the disappeared Galsh, a precious friend from his early childhood.
Precious.
If he doesn't have badass rollerblades, this is not worth it.
Studio Piero, Tegami Bachi. I know Josh raves about that shit. Hopefully it's good.
So we shouldn't watch it then. That's what you're saying.
That's what I heard.
Funnies. Next one, Three Kingdoms, again.
You haven't played this game before.
It's a pretty awesome game.
It's also novel and stuff.
And all sorts of things.
Anyway.
So far, the titles you've covered sound very generic, except for Trapeze. That may actually be interesting.
If you want to watch watch Mononoke. That way you get a sense of what you might watch.
Yeah,
I love Mononoke.
All right.
You've seen it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
so why didn't you speak up when we were failing at trying to describe what the show was?
Because it was just so dense. Plus, I was kind of in the middle of the demo, so okay. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
But I'm back now. I'm focused.
All right, cool. All right, next show.
Are we skipping Romance of the Three Kingdoms? 52, whatever. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it's Romance of the Three Kingdoms. Anyone not know about this?
Yeah, you've heard it all before.
Yeah.
Also, you don't really need to cover that one.
All right, go ahead, Peterson. I think you were doing it.
The Sacred Blacksmith. Let's see. Cecily Campbell, knight and former noble, encounters a blacksmith with the power of Devil's Contract, who defeats his enemy with one sweep of the mysterious sword. He, Luke Ainsworth, is who she will be searching for to repair the blah, 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 blah. It sounds like a medieval type
show. Yeah, I don't see the guy on there.
The thing with these medieval type shows that I don't understand is why is a woman a knight?
Listen, the less armor...
That seems like the kind of thing you would have been burned at the stake for in medieval times.
The less armor you wear, the more protection she gets. Okay? That's
well, then she's going to get killed early on because compared to other females that I've seen in this whole knight thing, she's pretty well covered.
See, you should watch Queen's Blade.
Because if you cover a thing's tits and then it explodes in front of your face, you'll be completely fine. Because you're...
Bro,
because you're,
it's like Oda's protecting you or something.
I don't know. All right, speaking of Oda, next show.
Fairy Tale. If you've seen the art style of One Piece, you'll get accustomed to this.
So
that
basically,
pretty much covers it, yeah.
It's magic. And this guy, Natsu, who eats fire.
So instead of pirates, it's magicians. Instead of crews, it's guilds. And they go fight other guilds.
Sounds boring.
It's supposed to be more exciting than we're describing it as.
It's
but I'm only three volumes in.
Isn't.
I'm only 3 volumes in. Mike's only 1 volume in.
And I'm far in. I just... Yeah.
You're not excited by it?
It's generic shonen fare, but a lot of people like it, so I would say watch it the first 2 episodes.
But a lot of people like Naruto, too.
It's done by A1 Pictures and Satellite. So
Satellite did Backwash, right?
Yeah, they did most of that stuff. Yeah, they did.
So the background should be really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or probably CG'd or something. Yeah. I don't know. Next show. Kobato. Very naive. Okay, so Kobato is very naive of the world. Her mission, quote-unquote, is to fill a mysterious bottle of hers with the suffering from people's hearts. So her wish can be granted.
Are you fucking kidding?
So her wish can be granted to go to her desired place. However, she must not fall in love with a boy she works with who bears a heart she must heal.
You know, if it didn't have the last part and she was making people suffer on purpose to fill the bottle, then it would be a much better show.
Brought to you by Madhouse.
Well, Madhouse is 90% win, so.
But they did make Needless.
This is the other 10%?
So, yeah, this and Needless.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is that 10%.
Damn it, Needless.
They took a nasty hit with Needless.
That was a troll show.
That was a troll. That show was Needless.
Kimi no Todaki. Todake. Reaching you, whatever. Versus one mission to make friends, a difficult thing when everyone who meets her covers in terror because she looks like Sadako. Which, based on the picture, she kind of does. She admires her classmates, a laid-back, easygoing, in her opinion, refreshing guy who is nice to her. Nice to everyone, including her. So, love story, because why not?
Then they both get hit by a train, and they end up in Gantz, and then they have to fight aliens.
Oh wow!
It looks like Gantz art style, doesn't it?
It's production IG. Well, I don't know. It kind of does. Not really.
Not really. Okay, next.
Hey, it's just a love story. It's another love story. So.
I guess I have the next 2 love stories then. Sasameki Koto. Story revolves around some high school chick that's a popular honor student. Who is in love with her classmate, Ushio. She hears that Ushio is like her, a girl who likes girls, but her feelings have yet to be reciprocated.
Oh, a gay show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love his excitement.
So this is your Yuri show for the season.
They had a surprise. It's like a common, it's like a new trend that's going around these past few seasons.
There's always one.
Yeah. Next,
the next one is based on a famous Korean drama, and I hate myself for knowing that.
No, I can tell because of the scarf.
Yeah, you know what the scarf is, but you have no idea why you know that.
I know.
It's about a high school boy whose life is inextricably tied to that of his classmates. The drama follows the two as tragedy befalls them and those around them in the years between high school and young adulthood. So I bet one of them dies at the end.
Because it's
maybe of cancer, maybe they got hit by a bus.
Wait.
Ouch, is this Final Destination?
No, that's how Korean dramas work.
Yeah.
They believe the only way to increase the drama is to have someone sick or on the verge of death.
Just like life.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Alright, next. Peterson?
Oh. Niao Kao?
Nian Kyo.
Wow.
Nian Koi.
Koi.
Nian Koi. This chick... Hupinia is allergic to and despises cats.
It's a dude.
Yeah, it's a guy.
Junpei.
You're too busy being distracted by the giant boob next to him.
Oh, what the hell is that? Oh. I thought that was a hot air balloon.
That's what that was.
Yeah, that is a big boob. Boob.
It's kind of hot.
So what is this? Some sort of... He becomes a cat?
He becomes a...
Oh. It seems like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He kicks a can that damages a... deity, and now he becomes a cat.
So he can only turn
back
to...
Oh, no, wait, no. He understands what cats are saying, but if he doesn't grant 100 wishes from the cats, he becomes a cat.
Ah, okay. I thought if water splashed on him, he'll turn into a cat or something like that.
You know, someone should actually do a show centered around that. I think that would be neat.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder if... Yeah.
Yeah, that's corn.
That's good.
It's completely unlikely they would ever be made.
I don't know. All right, there's two sequels. Next show.
So skip to 11 Eyes.
So Kakeru has been mourning his last remaining family, his sister, for the past 5 years. Suddenly, he and five other schoolmates are transported to Red Knight, where a giant black moon hangs over the skies. The six can only return home after dealing with the six black knights of this alternate world.
What?
Why does this look like rental magic to me?
And the dude has an eye patch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He has some sort of evil eye underneath it.
Oh, God. Watch it be Snake Eyes or Sharingan or some other bullshit.
The power to hack the world. I bet he has that. But he doesn't realize he has it until the last episode.
I control the red moon.
And then, like, he has to save his sister by using it, but he might have to sacrifice her at the same time.
No, even better. He accidentally kills himself at the end.
Or he tells his sister, wouldn't it be funny when all the ancient people die?
Yes, wouldn't it be funny if you kill all the Asians? That would be hilarious. They're all gathered in this stadium. She's like, yes.
That would be hilarious.
Let me go do that. All right, two more sequels. One I'm not going to mention. Wait. Hard. What?
I didn't mention it. He apparently likes the show.
What, is Sarah crying? Yeah, it's actually not bad.
Oh, okay, you can skip the two. They're doing a camphor?
Camphor.
Yeah, I was reading the manga the other day.
Really?
Yeah, basically it's a guy who could turn into a girl.
Fantastic.
Yeah, gender bender. So basically he turns into a girl to fight other girls who could turn into other people.
Wow, it sounds like he really has a disadvantage.
No, but it's all girls. You have to be a girl to in order to fight or compete.
No, but I mean, can they turn into guys or like
no.
Something?
No,
they can't turn into anything useful.
The girl part of them is useful, and sometimes it's girls turn into other girls, so it's weird.
Oh wait, so
hard to keep track of.
When he changes into the girl, does he gain any special powers?
Yeah, he could shoot fireballs. That's about it.
The lamest special power there is.
Hey, that's what I'm seeing. The other person who's his partner, she could turn into a girl who shoots guns. I mean, she shoots bullets out of guns.
Oh, wait. Wait. Okay, so she turns into a gun. She turns into the girl that has the guns and then uses said guns.
Yes.
But that's ridiculous.
So she could just go and get the gun.
She could buy a gun.
Or maybe she turns into the girl who has the license to own the gun. Maybe that's the reason.
Yeah, it's a weird show.
Okay.
It's a gender bender.
That's what's this other show that has tits on it?
Oh, yeah, the tits are just like directly on his head. Heaven's Lost Property. That sounds like awesome. Okay. Blah, blah, often encounters a strange girl in his dreams, asking for help, who hasn't, but we can't remember his face when he wakes up, when the unidentified mysterious girlfriend or animal, blah blah blah. Okay, I don't know. I don't care anymore.
Is life a pacifist?
Pacifism suddenly becomes complicated. The animal turns out to be an angel. That sounds like every harem ever.
Yeah,
I know. Like,
because when it started off, I was thinking Ichigo 100%.
Oh, what's the one with the goddesses? Oh my goddess.
Oh my goddess.
Oh my goddess. Yeah, yes. Cool.
That stretched on for way too long because it wasn't even a harem. It was just one girl that was in love with him. They just kept beating around the bush forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, but she was hot.
Yeah, so why didn't he have sex with her?
It never.
There was a black chick in that, right?
Tan.
No.
God damn it.
She's half demon. That explains the skin color. So you see, the Japanese are racist.
I saw Resident Evil 5.
Okay.
Next show.
The next show is Student Council's Judgment. This guy attends a private high school and is chosen by popular vote to be the only male in the... Oh, fuck.
Oh, what? What?
The only male in an all-female student council who may enter really? The council's meeting room where the council president records the minutes of meetings, daily conversations. Oh my god, I'm falling asleep.
Oh, what originality right here.
That doesn't sound interesting at all. Whoever wrote the synopsis should be shot.
Okay, then we have three more sequels. All of the Queen's Blade. All of them involving tits. Does Jungle...
Are they really all sequels?
Yeah, they're all sequels. Shin Kohima Muso is a sequel. The Secret of Nogizaka Haruka is a secret. The sequel. Queen's Blade is...
Obviously.
Yeah.
Sequel. Maybe they'll fight this time.
Jungle Emperor Leo. Because we don't have enough shows about cute animals. In the 21st century, the UN entrusts Eternal Earth to create Neo Jungle, an artificial environment for wildlife facing extinction. In this ecosystem, a young white lion, Leo, is born. He vows to be the jungle emperor and encounters a boy with a name.
So a white lion, is that a pretty boy version of a regular lion?
It's a retarded...
Isn't this some kind of sequel to the old cartoon?
The Kimba the White Lion?
Yeah, it looks like it.
It might be. It says Tezuka Productions. It wasn't Kimba the White Lion at Tezuka thing?
I think so.
I'm getting it wrong.
Believe so. Typing.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Keen of the White Girls. Go ahead.
He does. Now that I look at the original image of Kimba, Leo does look like him. Except less Disney.
I'm guessing Kimba is the big one that's there.
Kimba's the young one, I think.
Kimba's the younger one.
Then who? Oh, so Leo is another one?
Oh, that's what you mean.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Okay. Next is Battle Spirits. Looks like that's a sequel. Now the last one, since the other two don't really count as anything. Dream Colored Pastry Chef. Okay. So a 14-year-old girl wants to be a pâtissier, but she is stymied by her own clumsiness. Okay, so she enrolls to some academy and meets a spirit of sweets.
So is this like Yakitaki Japan, but with desserts?
No.
And not funny?
And probably not.
Well, Yakitaki Japan was awesome.
That might suit a Piero, so I think it might.
So I heard.
It's probably...
Yeah, you haven't watched it?
What?
Or are you lying again?
I don't lie about stuff. So this looks like a delicious cake that she's offering us.
It's probably a lie.
It's probably full of poison, actually. She probably can't cook.
Like Bianchi. I love it.
And she opens it up, and it's full of, like, dead rats.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
You're like, why would you make this?
Because she's a she's a clumsy little girl who gets enrolled in this academy when she's only 14. Why not?
And then we have two more stuff.
It's a sequel to Stitch. And
but it's set in Japan, so it's different.
I guess. Why not?
Instead of Hawaii, which is like 14 miles away.
Instead of American Japan, it's set in real Japan.
Oh. Okay. And the next one is Tamagotchi. Whatever.
Tamagotchi.
Oh, I don't know why.
Okay.
I added letters there.
So this is the video game that was like a handheld device.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing that little girls were obsessed with.
Hey, I used to have one too.
Hey, I had one.
I maintain what I said. The thing that little girls were obsessed with.
I'm sorry, we all can't be manly like some people.
I know. You should live up to my standards, huh?
I had a Digimon.
You don't count.
You probably had all of them.
No, I only had like one, and that was broken, and then it turned into poo.
Then it turned into what?
So you killed it then?
No, it evolved into poo. A poo monster.
Seriously?
Yeah, it evolved into a poo monster. It went from Agumon to a poo monster. I was like, what?
It's telling you something. I'm shit.
Behind. It's a poo monster that throws poo.
Don't think that was Digimon, man.
No, there is a poo monster, Digimon.
Was that in Conker's Bad Fur Day?
No. It looks like a
little... Are you sure?
It's Well, there was one, yeah, in Conker's Bad Fur Day, but this is not the one I'm talking about.
Was this also in Dogma?
Are you sure you weren't hallucinating?
There is a poo Digimon.
I remember having the Sonic Adventure chill. Was I the only one?
No, I had several of those, actually.
So what animes are looking good to you guys for the fall?
The
first one.
The trapeze?
Yeah.
The unshaven mouse head is doing it for you, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. Everything else looks like shit committed to celluloid.
What about you, Fox?
I'll probably watch Trapeze, Darker Than Black Season 2. After that, I might randomly download something, and if it turns out to be horrible, I'll stop watching anime forever.
You mean like Nidus?
No, I actually never watched the first episode of Nidus. I did download it, but didn't bother.
I don't know what possessed me to download that show, but I hate myself for it.
There'll be better animes.
We saw Matt. It doesn't look like it. Not this year, anyway. Unless winter turns it around. No.
What about you, Mike?
Damn, that's a tough one.
All of them.
No, like, I probably would have to pick between...
Top five.
Top five?
Yeah.
I wanna check out Fairy Tail since I'm already in the first volume. I might as well just watch the entire show. And some of the sequels, if I get around to it, like almost all the sequels, yeah, pretty much. That's it.
Uh-huh.
That's it. There's not for me, like nothing original that I found that I like. Maybe that lesbian show, but it's gonna be really stupid.
Oh, Queensblade.
Might as well just watch Queensblade.
Close enough.
Or you could just download porn.
Yeah, that's true.
Porn would get the job.
Porn would get the job done with this show. I know. Like all the lesbian.
Just make sure it's not Asian porn.
But listen, yeah. Porn doesn't have the deep storyline that Queensblade provides.
You don't need a deep storyline. You just need tits.
What are you talking about?
If by storyline you mean a penis, then yes.
Listen, there's an angel. She has God's milk in a bottle. And if she spills God's milk, she gets sent to hell. I'm telling you, there's some story in this. So obviously, I'm going to keep up with Queensblade 2 because it's great troll material. Darker Than Black, Fairy Tail, Inuyasha, of course, and Kafner because I like gender benders. And that's about it.
It's actually a lot more duller than the previous season.
What? Which one?
This one.
He's saying this season is... Well, we didn't go on a site that looked at the voice actors, but I bet you Hori isn't in as many shows.
I know she plays Lucy in Fairy Tail.
Oh, excellent.
And that's about it. I know some of them play in some other shows. I forget which ones. In Queensblade, right. I know she is in somewhere in there.
And Inuyasha, any of the old voice actors coming back?
Most likely they are.
Probably, yeah.
They probably weren't doing anything anyway. Just sitting around waiting on Inuyasha to finish.
I can't wait till the Americans get a hold of this. I can't wait to hear Richard Cox's voice back again.
Anything for Cox, huh?
Dick Cox.
Wait, did you say Horiyui?
Yes, I did.
Oh, no, she's not playing Lucy, sorry. I'm thinking about Hirano Aya.
Yeah.
Isn't she doing Dende?
In
Dragon Ball Kai.
Yeah. I don't know why, I guess. Did the original actress die or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Probably.
Dragon Ball was, like, done in the 1960s, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So yeah, not that much I like this season. Hopefully something might surprise me.
Any predictions you'd like to throw out?
What's gonna happen in every show?
No, if you want, but anything that's gonna happen like substantially in this season.
There's gonna be a lot of tits, from what I can tell. Some stories.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Stories are probably gonna suck. There's gonna be one show that's gonna surprise you.
Probably Fairy Tail's gonna get hyped like a mother.
Yeah, of course.
It's gonna be the second coming of Naruto.
It's gonna be the second.
Or Bleach.
Second coming of
Soul Eater.
Soul Eater, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever happened to Bleach?
It's still there.
What?
It's still on.
I'm watching the filler is actually interesting. It's weird. They actually thought, oh, wait, let's make this. They actually personified the Sunpakutos, and now the Sunpakutos are fighting the Shinigamis.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
So you're telling me.
It's probably better than the real story.
It is. It's better than finding the princess again.
Because she won't stay at home.
I'll watch it.
In the kitchen.
So what's the best show from last season?
The best?
What would you recommend I had to download?
The best show from last season?
Last season being what? Spring summer. Summer?
I don't know, whenever the last batch of new shows was out.
Yeah, so I'll say go to spring. You got, what's that show called with the Johnnies? Which is another way of saying dicks. And Cox. And
I don't remember that one.
Wow,
there was one set in New York or DC.
Yeah, it was. And I know what it is. Eden of the East. Yeah. Wow, how did I blank on that one for some reason?
Wait, what's the show about?
He's the Japanese Jason Bourne.
Yes, basically. With $10 billion.
Yes.
Or yens.
Yes. If,
all right, then I'll check it out.
So
what was the worst show? What show was just...
Was just...
completely irredeemable.
Of
Queensland.
Yeah.
But I love it for it.
It was just a shit show that's like... You got exactly what you expected from that show. Tits. That's it.
And God's milk.
Is Basquatch still good?
Basquatch is...
I lost track.
It took a kind of semi-serious turn recently, and I think it's turning into another mech show.
So are they playing basketball in space yet, or is that Space Jam?
No, actually, no, they did. They were on a basketball ship heading to the moon, but then a giant robot hand, like, smacked them back to Earth.
The hand of God thwarted them again.
I'm looking through. Unless you like robot shows, I'd probably suggest Shin Mazinger. I'm looking through this. There's nothing that I find that is probably too interesting to watch. Maybe Kenan. Kenan, that's okay.
Kenan.
That's just like a bounty hunter. Like spy show thingy, guns being fired.
Is it better than
It's better than like
Burst Angel?
It is
better than Burst Angel, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they're at least serious about this one, sort of.
But is the girl useless?
No. Wait, which one?
The friend, the one that's not Kanan.
She's not relevant to the story enough for it to be useless.
Okay.
I think she only got captured once from what the episodes I saw. And that was pretty epic, too. She got captured by this kid, and that kid got shot in the face.
Nice.
Sounds like fun. So, what season in 2010 is Black Lagoon 3 supposed to start?
The same time Gits, Standalone Complex.
Another season?
Episode 3.
So is that spring, fall, summer?
Probably fall.
I need to know how long I have to wait, people. To see something good.
Let's see. Darker than black, he's going to have long hair.
What?
And
Batman has long hair.
Yeah, Batman has very long hair. Very luxurious.
He turned into a hippie when he was gone.
Okay.
You didn't see the trailer?
No.
I don't even think he's a main character.
No, I think the girl from the twins is the main character. But he'll be doing stuff. Like he always is. He's never really in the foreground in that show until the end.
So we're going to miss out 10 minutes of him eating food like in every other episode?
They're going to try to trick us again?
No, I think they know no one's fallen for that.
Watch, he's a new power and it's like, oh, he does something new like contract-wise and he's like nothing.
He does handstands after every battle.
This is how I like blood to flow, upside down. So someone can't burn my taint.
That was low.
He probably doesn't. He doesn't listen to this anyway. He should be fine. But yeah,
the point. There's a long history of damaging private areas in my family.
It goes back three generations, back to my forefathers when they fought the war and hot lead. All right, I can't go any further.
I was burning off my pubes before you were born.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
So there's Black Lagoon season 3 to look forward to next year.
Black Lagoon's coming back?
Yep.
Yeah.
Finally.
Oh, I thought it was coming out this season, no?
No, they pushed it back to 2010. But the good news is Black Lagoon season 3 is going to be fully based on the El Baile de la Muerte arc, which is just Roberta going ancient the whole time.
Fucking revolution. You think she's Colombian?
Oh. Then she attacks some Americans and the shit just pops off. I can't think of anything else. Said Ghost in the Shell.
I was joking about that.
Oh, thank God, because damn. I think they've had enough.
Enough Ghost in the Shell?
Yes, I think so.
You could never have enough Ghost in the Shell.
There's been 2 anime series, 3 movies.
Yeah.
2 and sets of mangas. More. Has there been a video game at least?
There's been some video games.
One on PS2 and one on the latest string of consoles.
On the Wii?
Why would you say
that? Yeah, sure, why not?
Why would you say that?
Don't lie to Wii owners like that.
They have nothing else to live for anyway.
Hey, we got that game that's like a Japanese version of Castlevania that's coming out in a month or two. I forgot the name. It's important.
Right.
I probably won't buy it day one. I'll rent it. But at least it's going to get my Wii exercise. It's getting fat just like sitting in the closet.
Under all that stuff.
Stuff meaning dust.
Please tell me you have something else other than a Wii or I'm going to lose all respect for you.
I have a PC.
Okay. He has a PlayStation 3.
All right, okay.
I just bought it. I'm proud of myself.
You just bought it, so you should probably feel like shit because the Slim PS3 is going to come out soon.
Ah, who gives a fuck about the Slim PS3?
I do. It's pretty.
So is not a... Oh, it's pretty. Good deal. It plays games, right?
Yes, I would make love to it if I could.
Materialistic. Just because it's not shiny like the other one and it lost a little weight.
Don't get me wrong, I have the other one.
You have the old PS3?
When I see it. Yeah, I have it right here in front of me.
Is it backwards compatible?
No, it is not.
And it's I got the same shit.
40 gig.
Okay then, so I guess we can wrap up then.
Yeah, we probably could have, like, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that's it for this episode of the Ask Records Anime Podcast. So if you want to email us at ssaapodcast@gmail.com. The website, you know it as www.ssaapodcast.com.
And I have a... if you guys like any of our episodes, our past episodes, can you email us and tell us which one's your favorite episode? That way you don't even have to type words for like reviewing us. Just type what number so we know what type of show that you like.
Yeah.
Because all the hosts here don't like the same show. We all have different favorite shows, so just more perspective.
That'd be nice. So we at least, you know, if you do happen to review us on iTunes, you can do that.
You can also review us on iTunes. We would not disagree about that.
Yeah, no.
Please review them on iTunes. There's one review right now. It's a really good one, but I think they deserve some more.
Are we on Zoom yet?
For some reason, I could download our episodes from Zoom, but every time I search our names, it's not there.
That doesn't work.
It sounds like you should call Microsoft and ask them what the fuck.
It doesn't matter. Zoom is so fucking unorganized.
Like this.
But aren't they releasing a new one shortly?
For the Zoom HD? Are you talking about the Zoom software or the Zoom?
I meant the actual Zoom.
Yeah, they're releasing one soon, the Zoom HD, which is very pretty. I'm buy it so it could complement my iPod Touch. So one plays MP3s and the other one plays videos and podcasts.
I'm going to insult your fans. Anyone that bought a Zune is a fucking retard and you need to get your life together.
What's wrong with buying a Zune? I'm going to buy you a Zune. Go ahead.
The Zune just seems so freaking backwards, man.
Have you seen the Zune HD?
No, I have not. Not in person.
It's very pretty. Very pretty.
Will it give me head?
If you swing that way, sure. Why not? You know, everything has attachments. Just look into Japan.
Yeah, I may consider. Right now, my iPod is doing a fine job.
iPod, which model?
I got the 80 gig classic.
Wow.
So that's it for this episode of the iPod Review Podcast. Alright.
Look forward to Mike spending a lot of time editing the Hunter x Hunter episode to be me and some sheep.
Yeah, if anyone else actually, but I think by the time this gets out, I would still be editing that episode. So yeah, if you do want to hear that, email us still. I want to see if we actually get other responses.
Bye bye, Black Sheep.
My response wasn't enough.
Oh, we need more. Come on. At least I know there's some people listening to this frackin' show.
Dude, like, you're just being lazy. Come on.
I mean, I could just turn off the power button right now and then just not use any of this audio.
But you wouldn't do that.
No. No, I wouldn't. So I guess you'll see this in episode 40. All right, then. Goodbye, everyone.
Night.
Good night.
Click.
So are we using any of this audio?
It's like an hour and a half of good audio, probably.
So I'm looking at the wiki for Integral, and she told Sarah she has 100% virgin blood, right? And so that made me wonder, how does one have less than 100% virgin blood?
It's diluted.
Either 0 or 1, I believe. I mean, that's 0 or 100.
0 or 1 is the same thing as 0 or 1.
It's on or off. It's Boolean.
Let's not do that, Mike.
She has a him, but she used every other part.
Wait, what?
Okay, wait. Here's a lot. She still has a him. Just every other part.
Hymen. That's what you meant. Hymen.
Right? Yeah.
Hymen. Did you mean hymen?
Dude,
I doubt she has a hymen.